He concedes. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Pennsylvania candidates for the U.S. Senate are set after former hedge fund CEO David McCormick bows out of the Republican race.
It's now clear to me, with the recount largely complete, that we have a nominee.
Accepting that a statewide recount wouldn't give him the votes needed, telling a crowd at a Pittsburgh hotel he called Dr. Oz to congratulate him.
Tonight is really about us all coming together.
Dr. Oz, who is endorsed by former President Trump, says he's tremendously grateful for McCormick's pledge of support in the general election, where he'll go up against Democrat John Fetterman. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Navy says one of its fighter jets crashed Friday in the Southern California desert, killing the pilot. The FA-18E Super Hornet was based at Naval Air Station Lemoore. The pilot's name not released yet. Federal agents arrested former Trump advisor Peter Navarro at the Nashville airport Friday on charges of defying the House January 6th committee. The charge is contempt of Congress, but he sees it differently.
This was a preemptive strike by the Department of Justice to prevent my civil suit from going forward, and shame on them.
Navarro is suing the House and told the court he wants that case resolved first and maybe go all the way to the Supreme Court.
You could see where maybe you're trying to run out the clock in that respect, but the DOJ isn't going to do that if they have something that they think that somebody should be prosecuted.
Fox's Chad Pergram. This time the attacker used a knife. Police in Encino, California say a man stabbed and critically injured a doctor and two nurses at a hospital emergency ward. SWAT team responded. The man is in custody. And on Wall Street, stocks fell after a better-than-expected jobs report. The Federal Reserve policymakers are concerned a strong labor market will boost wages and increase inflation. The Dow lost 348 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The investigation into the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, turns up a surprising factor. The police chief overseeing the response was not carrying a radio for the police attack.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez told the Associated Press that Texas Department of Public Safety officials informed him the school district police chief Pete Arredondo was handling the massacre without a radio. It is not clear how he was communicating with other officers. As we know, as many as 19 officers were inside the school for nearly an hour before Border Patrol came in and killed the shooter. We also know that children who were in the room were calling 911 at the time asking to be rescued. It isn't clear if the chief ever heard those calls. The head of Texas DPS has said Arredondo believed the active shooter situation had turned into a barricade and that was the wrong call. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More threats to shoot up schools, this time in New York City and on Long Island. Huntington police arrested a 15-year-old boy Friday for allegedly making threats against a Long Island middle school. The other threat by a 12-year-old girl led to a school lockdown in Manhattan. The British royal family reunited with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle at the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. But as the couple exited services at St. Paul's Cathedral, the crowd outside responded loudly.
The royal family reunited with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle at the service of Thanksgiving at St. Paul's Cathedral for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee, but the Brits celebrating outside the church showed their disdain for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex as they exited the service. The couple's first public appearance since they stepped back from their duties received catcalls and boos. Sharon Osbourne spoke about the moment with Piers Morgan on Fox and Friends.
I have to tell you, when I saw them going in earlier on, I felt sorry for them.
Michelle Polino reporting. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.